February 14th, 2021 marks exactly 3 years since the deadly shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The horrific attack claimed the lives of 17 people, the majority of them students. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis proclaimed the day as a day of remembrance, ordering flags to be lowered to half staff and calling for a statewide moment of silence. President Biden, meanwhile, taking a stronger stance. The president releasing a statement that reads in part, quote, "This administration will not wait for the next mass shooting to heed that call. We will take action to end our epidemic of gun violence and make our schools and communities safer. Today, I'm calling on Congress to enact common sense gun law reforms, including requiring background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high capacity magazines, and eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets. We owe it to all those we've lost and all those left behind to grieve, to make a change. The time to act is now." That statement earning a swift rebuke from the National Rifle Association, which posted to Twitter, quote, "Today, President Biden issued a statement calling on Congress to ban commonly owned firearms and 10-plus round mags, criminalize private firearm transfers, run firearm manufacturers and dealers out of business. NRA will never stop fighting for the Second Amendment."